Hi, what's going on, everybody? Paul Proteus. It's been a minute, but let's get started. So, I was doing some thinking about the phrase, the oldest profession in the world. And it occurred to me that, you know, everybody says prostitution. And I thought, you know what? That's a goddamn lie. Prostitution cannot be the oldest profession in the world. Because in order to get the hoe to do something, you have to give her something. So, in fact, the oldest profession in the world is whatever the first motherfucker had to do in order to be able to give the hoe something so that she could do her job. Now, I don't know how old prostitution is. I don't know if it's been around since Homo habilis, Australopithecus, Homo erectus, probably at least since Homo erectus, when I think about it. But I do know this. A couple of scientists at Yale basically taught monkeys how to use money. And so what they did was they taught the monkeys that tokens represented money. And they would give the monkeys tokens, and the monkeys would exchange the tokens for food. Now, this was all well and good until one day one of these monkey motherfuckers stole the tray full of tokens. He tried to get away, but he wound up back in the monkey enclosure. And, of course, you know what happened next. It was chaos as monkeys tried to grab a bunch of the tokens. But in the ensuing chaos, one of the male monkeys grabbed one of the tokens that he had stolen, gave it to a female monkey. The female monkey took it, had sex with him, monkey hoeing, and then, when it was done, took the token and exchanged it for food. So it's possible that hoeing goes back before human beings itself. Now, why did I tell you that story? I told you that story because a few weeks ago I was at the store, the same store I go to, you know, just down the block. And one of the guys that works there, he was kind of standing up at the front, looking all sad and everything. And, you know, in my usual subtle way, I looked at him and I said, "The fuck is your problem?" And he just kind of looked at me like, "Bruh." So, you know, I grabbed some shit, and I was actually kind of standing beside the counter, and I looked down, and I saw a backpack, bag, whatever, with two bottles of booze in it. And you gotta understand, it's pretty early, it was about 11 o'clock in the morning. So I just happened to reach down, and I picked up one of these bottles, and it was actually two bottles of 151 rum, which, if you don't know, is at least 70% alcohol. So I looked at it, and I was like, "Who's drinking this bullshit?" And Mr. Weepy Eyed was like, "Rrr." And I looked at him, I said, "Man, do you know how dangerous this stuff is?" And I'm reading the label, and the label says shit like, "Do not light your cigarette near this motherfucker. Do not pour near a campsite. Do not smoke weed near this motherfucker. Do not masturbate at more than 65 strokes a minute." Like, I mean, if you got two bottles of 151, really, you sad. So I said to the owner, I said, "So why the fuck is he so sad anyway?" And the owner looked at me and said, "Oh, he was robbed by a prostitute." And I said, "Well, how much did she get?" And he said, "Oh, well, she got his whole paycheck." Now, first of all, you might be asking, what the fuck was this guy doing with his whole paycheck in cash? And well, the thing is this. If you like booze and you like hoes, you probably like to do drugs. And drugs take cash. So, anyway, I looked at him and I said, "Do you know what a hoe's job is?" And he looked at me and he said, to have sex with you for money? And I said, no, fool, that's an amateur hoe. An amateur hoe wants to have sex with you for money. A professional hoe wants to not suck your dick, not fuck you, and get the money. And I said, besides, you don't even understand the way goddamn currency works. What the fuck are you trying to impress a hoe with booze and drugs for? Which is, I knew that's what he was trying to do. I said, what are you going to do? You're going to give her booze, you're going to give her drugs, then you're going to give her money. You may as well give her your car keys and tell her to have a nice time riding your fucking ride all over town. You don't understand currency because the money you gave that hoe can be exchanged for goods and services. Like booze and drugs. Anyway, you might be asking why I bring this shit up. The reason I bring this up is because there's actually a whole bunch of down-low slick hoeing going on, but a lot of people don't recognize it. So my job here as a public service is to let you know when you're dating a hoe. Now, if you give a girl money for a bill, whatever, car note, whatever, and she vanishes and you don't hear from her until the money runs out and then she wants more money, you might be dating a hoe. If you have to bring her something every time you come over, bring her a coffee, bring her a magazine, bring her her tampons, if you're that kind of miserable simp, you're probably dating a hoe. If every time you're out in your whip, your hoopty, whatever, and on the way somewhere, on the way to drop her off, take her somewhere, this and that, you always have to stop and pick up something. She needs something that she needs to pick up. And you always wind up sticking your hand in your pocket and paying for it, you're probably dating a hoe. Now, I know at this point some of you are saying, well, I'm married and I pay all the bills and I cut the grass and I shovel the sidewalk and I take out the trash and I do all of these things and my wife still doesn't have sex with me. Are you, sir? Are you saying that my wife is a whore? Now, all I'm saying is this. Don't get mad at me. Don't shoot the messenger. If the shit don't apply, let it fly. Now, if those clues still aren't enough for you, here's a couple more for you. If you don't usually hear from her, if you don't live together, until the first in the 15th of the month, payday, and she shoot you a text with some bullshit like, hey, you want to go for dinner? You're probably dating a hoe. Now, if you really, because I mean, some of you are thinking, yeah, well, that's all well and good, but yo, pro, I need kind of a hoe test. How do I know if I'm dating a down-low hoe? Well, the hoe test is this, and it involves a little bit of thinking on your part. I want you to think about the times that you have sex. And then I want you to roll it back a little bit when you're thinking about it in your head. Just roll it back and ask yourself, what do you wind up doing for her, or what do you wind up giving her before you have sex? Now, whatever that behavior is, stop it. Cut the bullshit out. It don't have to be for long. You know, you only have to cut it out for like a week. Alright? Now, once you cut that bullshit out, if you just started the relationship with the girl and she actually a down-low hoe, well, she gonna bounce. If you're actually in a long-term relationship, longer, you know, 3 to 6 months, longer like that, and, you know, she might get a little irritated, she might get a little agitated, then, you know, you might be dating a hoe, you might not really be sure what not. Okay, I get that. But if you really, really want to be sure, which is when you're laying in bed, and you have you've stopped doing that particular behavior, I want you to hit her with the oldest form of foreplay known to man, which is really just a little nudge or a little back rub and a little, hey, you asleep yet? And if she gets upset and she starts busting your balls about what you haven't done that you usually do preceding sex, you might be dating a hoe. This is Paul Proteus. I'm out. Check me out on YouTube, baby.